Is there anything happening today? They're becoming like to get tick. Yeah. Well, I would, before singing Jawara the Mother, I would like to say something serious. In fact, yesterday I was in touch with Bhaktavasa Govinda Prabhu from Poland, our graduate. He was having some health issue, and yesterday I got SMS from his wife that he's having issue with the kidneys. Somehow they're not working properly, and doctors are suspecting it's failure. Major failure of the kidney, so it's a serious issue with Bhaktavasa Govinda Prabhu. So I would like to ask you for prayers and good wishes, because if there is an issue with the health in such a way, so it really means serious restriction of traveling, doing service and so on. So let us hope and wish and pray that Vaishnava prayers are going to change the initial diagnosis and suspicious that it's not going to work for him. At least that's all. Please be so kind. That's very important.
Morning.
Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other lectures. Ki Jai. Topical class. Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Samniti Namni Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gora Vali Prachari Vishveshi Shunyavali Paschati Deshi Tadine Jashi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, dear Vaishnavas, hope you're fine. Usually they say February is the month of the highest depression. Why? Maybe because of lack of sun, cold weather. But somehow everyone is introvert that month and not going so much outside. I guess that's the reason why even our today topical class is not so much filled in with college students. Can that be at least valid? How do you say it? Axiom? Yeah, at least that can explain why students are not so present here in big numbers. In fact, a few months ago, I would say even before this school year started, we had one sangha in a college classroom, and we were discussing why students are not present in bigger number in morning programming, starting from Mangal Arati, but also lecture. And there was a question, at least my group were discussing, why students are not so eager to come for Bhagavatam class. So can you guess what was the main reason why lectures were not so well attended, or maybe students are not eager to attend? Yes, Rami Prabhu. That's a very practical reason, so it can justify. I didn't hear that one, but okay. Lecture is not even too late. 7:45 is just a very reasonable time to be even in Brussels, but not here. Someone else? Yes, Vaiko Prabhu. That means they don't know, but okay, that can be, and as they progress year by year at the college, they will attend more and more, because as you know more, you will realize I know less, so I will attend the class, maybe. But the reason, and the argument was really like, I don't know how to justify it. It was boring, not relevant. So more or less that was the main argument, you know. They come for Bhagavatam, or they even come for Mangalarati Vaikuntha Prabhu, and they feel it's a little bit, you know, not their topic, not their world, and somehow they just think, oh, they make offense when it's going to be finishing. But I can take that argument of relevance and as a real. And yes, it's important that Bhagavatam is relevant and it's practical, especially for adults, and students are also adults. We look the way how to implement, how to apply whatever we are hearing. So that's more or less why do we listen. We are not listening just for the sake of listening. And if lecture and this course is not relevant, it's not practical, and we are today speaking about the practicality, it just you lose your attention. Why? Because what you are going to do with the information you are getting? Nothing. So you're just bored. But if lecture is structured, that audience is able to catch up the answers and practically see application in the world, how can I improve my life, my devotional service? So that's the relevant class. So I also, I'm in that category. Whenever I come for the Bhagavat, I'm looking the way how to at least learn something new, but in the same time, I'm looking the way how to apply certain formulas and realization we are getting from the speaker. I don't know, are you going to get anything today from me? But at least I can try. That's like my guideline always in delivering and listening Bhagavatam. And for today we have interesting topic. In fact, I would say it's very interesting. It's sorry for my handwriting. Mark Prabhu is not around. It's practicality of Krishna consciousness. Practicality. And it's not about practice, it's not about sadhana, it's practicality. Meaning, whatever we hear, jnana, all the knowledge we are getting, how easy, applicable it is, and how really we are successful in general as individuals and also in a society to make our philosophy practical, alive. And more or less, I would say that's the cutting edge of the present society, ISKCON society. Everyone is looking the way how to bring forward Krishna consciousness in an applicable way, drinkable way. And we will then raise, I would say, few questions. historical dimension, how it was from Srila Prabhupada's time till now. How did we drive that practice? What was the emphasis? And then we will also a little bit speak about what else I prepared here. Yeah, I had one letter of Srila Prabhupada, and I'm having some points from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then relationship with Krishna consciousness and other religion. How do they do? So I guess those are very essential things because it's very alive. Practicality means something that we are able to experience and something that we are living as devotee of Krishna. So more or less, that's what I wanted to say. And also one important thing I realized, I was joking a little bit about this topical class and students. Last week we had very very nice class by Janava Sundari. Maybe the question and answer part was not so great, but it was reasonable. But I was impressed the way how she was able to practically show that Krishna practically show. She was able to show that Krishna consciousness is able to be lived throughout her practice of yoga. So that was very, very, very reasonable that she was able to show us whatever she's doing, she's able to perceive Krishna. And more or less that's the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is teaching us how to be practical, how to strip off the layers of illusion and see that Krishna is really behind everything. And that's more or less the topic we are speaking today, about practicality. If you are coming for Bhagavatam, you should see and find a way how to see Krishna speaking to us and how Krishna is instructing us in a certain way, and we come for Mangalarati also. So it's all about practicality, that we see in a essence how Krishna consciousness is able to be lived. So that's education. That's what we are speaking now. How I came to this topic, in fact, Yadunandana Maharaj asked me to speak about something, whatever we didn't speak this semester, you know. So I just first thought came to my mind is practicality, really. How Krishna consciousness is practical. or is it some kind of foreign Indian practice, Indian thing? So, or maybe it's universal. So that's like a very, very, very key question. And I would say, even people who don't know much about our practice, they really perceive that we are really foreigners for them. Whatever we are doing is very esoteric, so they don't see practical aspect. It's for them what we are doing and whatever we appear to them, they don't see practice of yoga dharma in general. They don't see its universal principle of universal religion, universal dharma, something that should be done in this age. And that, in fact, that raises my first question, which I had facing this topic, is we are saying this is yoga dharma, right? Harinam Sankirtan is a yoga dharma. This is something that should be done in this age. What should be done? Chanting the holy name, right? Saying that, yoga dharma means also it is mainstream. It's a big religion. It's a big movement, right? That implies yoga dharma. Can you agree on that? Yoga dharma, right? Really? I was always thinking I'm quite loud and clear. And but in the same time, we see certain polarity. On one side, we see that we are speaking about yoga dharma, but in the same time, not many people are picking up the Krishna consciousness. So how do we justify that? Any reasonable, not even reasonable, whatever comment you have. Janmashtami and Remi Prabhu. We don't relevant. Okay, so Krishna consciousness is still not mainstream because we are not making it relevant. It means they cannot relate. They cannot catch to anything. Okay, Remi Prabhu. They are demons. I want to say. Okay, that's a good point. So, well, what if we say we are all in illusion, and we are trying to somehow try to see the light, and we are more or less successful? Okay, ladies, I would like to hear at least one comment from the lady side. If Abala, and they are quite fine with the practice, so they don't need to. What do you think? What should we do, or is there any need for us to make our path or yoga dharma, Harinam Sankirtan, relevant for them that they pick up on that, or we just need to encourage them? So mm-hmm. So I asked Kabbalah about question, do we need to really try to influence those people, or we just need to encourage them to practice their religion? So Abala said, referring to Srila Prabhupada, no need. We just have to support them, right? They don't need to pick up on anything. Now then question, what's need of this movement? Why Srila Prabhupada started Krishna consciousness in the Western countries if there is no need to grow and become massive movement? That's a natural question. Okay, so those who are going to be lucky, they will pick up on it, and those who are not going to be lucky, they will not pick up on it, right? It's lucky, when I say lucky, that means also they have to have punya. Punya, it means bhakti punya, which is going to drive them towards the essence of bhakti tradition. I'm just questioning now. Is it because according to Nectar of Devotion, those who are having lucky, they will be able to pick up the process, according to Rupa Goswami, right? So that's like now questioning. Anyway, it's not defined question. It's a set in stone. But just now, that was my issue. If Krishna consciousness is supposed to be mainstream, so we have quite some space to work on, right? To make it a worldwide movement. Ultimately, yes. Well, ultimately, that's also our mission. Our mission is to somehow try to be agent of good fortune for others and make it practical for others. So what we are intending and what this movement about is really to create fortune not only in our life, but also in other life. Other people who are not going to pick up the practice of Krishna consciousness this life, Yuga Dharma, but in the same time to move it forward, indeed. Anyway, that was just one of my thing, and which is conditionally saying, not answered. On one side, yes, Srila Prabhupada was always saying, just do whatever you do, but in the same time, Prabhupada was always referring that Krishna consciousness is very applicable, very practical in this age. So it's not a shame, it's not pity not to pick it up, because you are losing nothing. So that's the reason why I become a devotee. Personally, I didn't start Krishna consciousness or chanting Hare Krishna because I thought I will now change everything in my life. But I thought it's very natural, it's very reasonable, and very applicable, very practical, very dharmic, religious. So I just continue. I never thought that I gave up on Krishna, Christianity, which I was conditionally saying, practicing before. But whatever, that's a very relevant issue, and I can refer also, that's the topic and issue many people are having. I remember there was a discussion between one German gentleman and Srila Prabhupada. It was, of course, early 70s, and that gentleman asked Srila Prabhupada, is it possible for crocodile from Ganges to survive in Europe? That was his question, referring to, is it possible that something which is quite unique, esoteric for the European and the Western culture, in that terms, German culture, to survive and to grow? And then, can you guess what was Srila Prabhupada's answer? You don't know, huh? Prabhupada said you can be Krishna conscious even in a Western cloth. You can also have the tie and the suit, no problem. So that's more or less, that's my understanding. So as also that's the philosophy which is saying to us that Krishna consciousness is normal and dormant in everyone's heart. So that's the unique and that's the unique principle of Krishna consciousness. It's not that we have to invent anything or convince anyone into anything. It's there. We just have to find a way how to boost that light. But of course, now saying Krishna consciousness also, that's, I would say, even at the present age in our society, question, what does it mean, Krishna consciousness? That's also like a big question. What does it mean? Well, in this context, I would say Krishna consciousness is, at least for us, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's like a certain basic sadhana, although it doesn't have to even be defined like that. But let us go back to the topic, practicality of Krishna consciousness. I was thinking how our society was successful in bringing that practicality to the life of its own followers, members, but also in life of others. How relevant and practical we were able to present Krishna consciousness. That was my issue, really thinking about practicality of Krishna consciousness. And it's not possible to speak about it without thinking about historical dimension and how our society was created. Ultimately, all devotees around Srila Prabhupada, they were very young. Very young. And what they picked up is Srila Prabhupada's personality, which was in many ways very beneficial, but in the many ways also that was also misguiding. Why? Because they were projecting many things on Srila Prabhupada and they were trying to imitate Srila Prabhupada in many ways. And then their own personal life and practice was very much unsynchronized with their own realization. So that was something which was marking our society for many years. And I would say our conditionally saying preaching activities were also marked with that. So for many years, devotees were knowing only for book distribution, like that's the only thing to be done in life, which is not wrong, but in the same time, it's not applicable for many. So that's the reason why we were not able to sustain our members, because it was very unrealistic. And so I would just like to read one letter of Srila Prabhupada, where Srila Prabhupada is speaking about practicality. As I said, Prabhupada is not speaking in many places about practicality of Krishna consciousness. Maybe up to 20 references in Vedavais. I was looking at the Vani quotes. I couldn't find, not at all, about practicality. But I found that one letter written by Srila Prabhupada 41 years ago. It was 1972, January. So Srila Prabhupada is addressing his disciple Amarendra. And in this letter, he is quite nicely speaking about practicality. So it's short letter. And it really brings the essence. So Srila Prabhupada is writing, "My dear Amarendra Das, please accept my blessings. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated on January 9, 1973, and I have noted the contents with great care." Now Srila Prabhupada is starting to elaborate. "Whatever you can do to turn the minds of people towards Krishna consciousness, that is very much appreciated by me." So try to turn minds of others. So Srila Prabhupada is continuing. "You are an intelligent boy. In consultation with your god brothers, you can decide how to effectively run the campaign. I want to turn over now the management to my disciples, as I am desiring to devote my time now simply for translating the books like Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you study my books very carefully, then I'm sure that you will find out the means of applying Krishna consciousness philosophy in all spheres of life. There is no limitation." So what Srila Prabhupada is saying, that Krishna consciousness is having no limitation. Srila Prabhupada instructing disciple, just try to derive, learn from my books, and you will see you can apply Krishna consciousness wherever you want, on no matter which field of life. So that's very, very deep instruction, because Srila Prabhupada is not saying this is the only way, you do it like this. No, Srila Prabhupada said based your life on my books. Try to learn from them and then apply. There is no limitation. It's such a deep, such a profound message Srila Prabhupada is giving. And then Srila Prabhupada is saying, simply it requires a little common sense practicality. So what does it mean? Just use common sense and you will be able to use and apply Krishna consciousness in life. So there is no problem. You see, Srila Prabhupada is saying it's very easy. Just you will be able to do that. And the main point, then Srila Prabhupada is bringing the main point. Srila Prabhupada said the main point is that, can you guess what Srila Prabhupada is now bringing in? What's the main point? Is that Krishna is in the center of all activities. So that's what Srila Prabhupada's formula. Use your brain, cooperate with your god brothers, and you can apply it in all the spheres of your life. There is no limit. Just use a little bit of common sense. Whatever the activity may be, if Krishna is in the center, that is all right. So Srila Prabhupada is bringing the same message second time, Krishna in the center, and that will be all right. The details simply require a little common sense. Again, second time Srila Prabhupada is saying, everything else is detail, you just use a little bit of common sense. So, you are there in Dallas, and you have all details of the situation. So, now with help of your God brothers, and Srila Prabhupada is now giving the same point again, you have to go for help, you have to have consultation of your activities. That's what Srila Prabhupada is going. Consult your God brothers. First, he said with others, now with your God brothers. So you see how Srila Prabhupada is building up the principles. So now, with the help of your God brothers there, you decide exactly how to execute the thing. After all, the result is given by Krishna. So the main point is simply to execute everything with complete sincerity and enthusiasm, without deviating from the principles that they have given in my books. Again, books. Back to my books. So, I have seen the news clipping and they are very nice. Now you go on making more and more propaganda for informing people of this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. If we push this propaganda very strongly and at the same time remain completely pure by following all the regulative principles very strictly, by chanting 60 rounds, reading the books, attending Mangala Arati, etc., then everything will be all right. Hope this finds you in the best of health. Your ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So that's a very nice letter. In fact, of course, we can say you cannot base anything just on one particular letter. As a reference, we always appreciate more to have comments of Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, which are more universally applicable. But I would say this letter of Srila Prabhupada is very applicable for, I guess, it's very universal, because Srila Prabhupada is basing everything on a few points. Srila Prabhupada said that you have to read my book, study the philosophy, consult others, and then use a little bit common sense. There is no limit in application of Krishna consciousness. So ultimately Srila Prabhupada is saying it's very practical. And I'm happy to say that even now, in the present day and age, we see that we don't have any more like a rigid and strong polarity in a society when some devotees are doubting preaching issues of others. Somehow we are able to find, and devotees are really doing so many things to bring Krishna consciousness in a more practical way. So that's very encouraging. Even you will be surprised that then 10 years ago, even Bhaktivedanta College as an educational institution was very much questioned, because devotees were thinking, why do we need that? It's just for nothing. But we are happy to witness that this society is growing and changing in a positive way very rapidly. And so that's very encouraging, and we can see that even great results are present in we can witness them in our life. Maybe not so much in Europe, but also we can see in other places things are happening in a very wonderful way. People are accepting Krishna consciousness, and we are very much respected. You have maybe some question or comment at the moment? Yes, Rami. Question? Okay. Yeah. Well, as I see, common sense means something which is very obvious. When you read something, Srila Prabhupada is referring to his book. He said you can apply the knowledge in all spheres of your life. Just it requires little common sense and practicality. Common sense, it means that you're not crazy, that you are going to see and read something which is not there. And Srila Prabhupada is binding his statement. Try to follow sadhana bhakti. It means very basic thing like mangala arati and chanting. And then Srila Prabhupada said, do whatever you do in association of your god brothers, ask them for assistance. So don't do things on your own. And that was also something which we paid the price in the history of our society. Everything has to be done and in cooperation. So that's the common sense. I don't see any kind of particular definition except just use your brain in a very normal way, I would say. La Bhagavatika. Well, I would say, I would say one thing now which just came to my mind when you said that, one of the important issues in our practice is something like a big disparity between the philosophy and the practice. With respect to all the members of our society and our great movement, somehow we had such a profound, sweet, sound philosophy, but indeed, Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. But when we try to, and when we apply that philosophy in life, somehow on the way, we are lost. And why do I say that? Because it's very weird that with this wonderful philosophy, we are, throughout the ages, decades, we are losing so many people. If something is beneficial, practical, helpful, why do you give it up? Is it like that's common sense. So that's something which legitimate way how to be asked the question, why is it so? And then we come to the conclusion, and at least I'm coming to the conclusion, you know, somehow we were trying and we were projecting ourselves in a way we are not at. So we were trying to walk certain life, practice certain life, which we are not at. And I can speak now about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's very important now, I guess. I will be able to communicate this properly. I heard that from Sachinandana Maharaj a few days ago at his Vyasa Puja lecture. Who was listening to the Vyasa Puja broadcast? Great. So I'm the only one. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Maharaj is referring to, I cannot tell exactly which writings of Bhaktivinoda, but more or less he's speaking about practice, knowledge and practice. So he said that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very, very clear in his communication. He said that he's comparing our life with a tree, and the roots are spirituality, something that's underground. And, of course, we know roots should get the nourishment, the water, and so on. But in the same time, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, and which Maharaj was trying to put as a message again and again, is that we have also another aspects of our personality, in addition to sadhana and spirituality. We have emotional life, intellectual life, social life, which is like a trunk of the tree. And that also has to be healthy. So, if we, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and what Sachinandana Maharaj is explaining, he said that if you are just paying attention to certain aspects of life, you will not be able to sustain your practice. So more or less that what happened to many of our devotees. They were just clearly focusing their life into a certain practice, but not keeping balance with another aspects of their life. And that's the reason why they were not able to sustain it. And ultimately, who can sustain life that way? Only those who are having raga, certain tastes. So they don't care about anything which is related to the body, mind, intellect, because they will anyway, sooner or later, get that sweet, or they already have attachment for Krishna Nam in such a profound way that they are not going to be dragged away by material obstacles. But for all of us, or majority of us, it's important that we keep that in balance. And that requires certain reflection, taking care of the body and so on. We hear that about it so many times. But that's the point. Sweet philosophy and practical application. Then it becomes tragedy, because someone who is a devotee who really tried to give his life or her life to Krishna, somehow throughout the path becomes discouraged and drops the practice of Krishna consciousness. That's the greatest misfortune. So that's something which we should really look forward and find a way how to practically engage devotees and keep them around in a way they can contribute and then profit in this life, and not to give it up. Something like that. okay, so I had a few more points, but I don't want to speak more. It's 8:30, and I always like to close the class on time. It's much better than to speak longer. So I will just give the summary. Yeah, we will now keep the question and answer, but there is no question and answer. We can just close the class. It's better. At least I see it like that. Yes, Raika Prabhu. Yeah, but I would refer to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You can be spiritually satisfied, really, and situated if you are having certain higher taste. And everything else can be utsahamai, or illusory enthusiasm, which can be sustained for a few years, maybe even, but in all reality, is going to hit you sooner or later. You cannot walk on fingers for long if you're not ballerina. And you will fall down. So that's the more or less, I don't want to, so that's the problem ultimately I always find in Krishna, in Bhagavatam. We are having role models who failed. More or less all our role models are like not super Maha Bhagavatas. They are, but somehow you can read the stories and see what's going on. And somehow then it's expected from us to be perfect in any way. And if there is something which is lacking, immediately we fall down and we cannot sustain it. No, somehow we should just give the space. And that means society. Somehow find a way that people are able to be engaged according to their capacity. That's a big task, and we are speaking about it for so long, but somehow we are not able to really put it in practice. So that's theory and practice. There is a big scope for improvement, jnana and vijnana. And of course, we can say that Varnashrama society is very much needed to be established. And I guess devotees are doing and working on that and speaking on that, but in the same time, as you can see, even now, we are speaking so much about Varnashrama. A very practical example, it works. Very practical example. So it's very much theoretical still. They will say New Vraj Krishnavali, New Vraj Dhamma is like a establishment, like a Varnashrama, but it's not. It's still, with all respect to them, it needs help from outside, and devotees are still having their own issues. So we are having quite profound theory, but we are still not able to put it in a practice in a real workable way. And that's the, well, I guess if we find the formula, then we will be able to establish society in real sense of meaning. And that then we can learn from others how others are practical, other religion, how do they do? We can learn from that. For instance, Mormons, how they are doing, that's a very wonderful example, how they are practical. Not only focused on the spiritual aspect, which is ultimately the peak and the essence, but they protect their people. We don't have it, unfortunately, still. But we will come there, for sure. It's natural development of any religion, so we will be there. We will become sooner or later church, and become society in the sense of meaning. Maybe not in our generation, not throughout our life, but sooner or later. But you protect people in many ways, socially, economically. That's such a nice protection, so they will not be drifted away, because they will stay. Because ultimately, if they don't have any shelter in a society, no one is giving anything for them to be engaged, of course they are lost. That's a miracle that we are having devotees around for so many years without any kind of protection. Even if I can... Well, for instance, our small society here in Radhadesh, it's good example. Although we are having some elders who are... we could take better care of them. But at least devotees are trying their best. But there are many places. It just depends on Krishna. And if things are happening, yes. If not, you're out. So that's the cruel reality. We have to be honest and face it. And that's the reason why we are having only young people around, because others are just naturally disappearing after some years. Janmashtami Prabhu. You're speaking about Morons, or you're speaking about Amish community? Yeah, Amish community is the one who questions his youth. You are going to be with us, but they're very rigid, or you are not. But Mormons are having different policies, in fact. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, sorry. Yes, please. No, it's 35. You can ask question or comment. Yeah. Well, I think this could be connected with Abhola's point about giving Krishna consciousness to others. Should they take the practice of Krishna consciousness, or they should be just encouraged to chant? Well, I would say in my personal practice in Roman Catholic Church, I was lacking the more knowledge. Ultimately, I had certain near-death experience at the age of 16, and it was just turning point. There was no question about karma, past life, which was missing. So when I got to Srila Prabhupada, when Prabhupada came to my life personally, it was no doubt, that's my path, I just know it. So it was not like a question that someone should convince me into the practice. No, it was a religion for me. So that's how did I mean it. Well, ultimately it was very natural, like a step to take, not give up. I personally never felt that I gave up Christianity. No. It was such natural progress towards something which is indifferent, conditionally saying name. But you know, essence is not even wearing the dhoti and sari. That's not the essence. Essence is something else, which is definitely universal. Remy. What do you think? If they are not good enough, scratch them. No, I'm joking. Of course, Remy Prabhu, we are not running away from anything or anywhere. We should maintain our life to keep Krishna in our life in form of the holy names. And we should be what you are. But, you know, you will not be in their association doing things which are definitely contrary to Krishna consciousness. But you will speak with your life and with your example. So maybe it's not going to come in 1 or 2 or 5 years. But after 10 years, if you are steady and you are developing your character and your personality in a proper way, if you show by your example, you don't have to preach to anyone. They will just see you are together. This guy is together, look at him. Otherwise, you know, you cannot convince anything and anyone in 2 weeks period. 2 years is almost nothing. 20 years, then people will be able to appreciate you. And everyone is, anyway, knowing that you are Hare Krishna. Now it's up to you to show throughout your life that you are able to do something substantially which is going to touch their heart. Not that we are failures. Failure is inspiring no one. We should be success, and that's our great mission. We have to be really up to the standard. We have to really show and prove in our life that we can do something substantial, and that's more. So that's this path of Krishna consciousness, although being practical, is also very difficult. And we should be aware that it's not a joke towards our life, towards Srila Prabhupada, towards our parampara. We should definitely try to maintain and do our life in a way that others, our friends, are able to recognize, oh, those people are having something substantial, they are together. What if we are failure in our relationship with them, in our family life, in this and that? You know, they will just say, well, okay, that's nice, but I don't want to, I'm not inspired with that. And we should, that's the reason, we have to be practical, we have to show them, this is working. I'm happy brahmachari, happy sannyasi, happy grihastha, and I can make it. This is good way of life. Is there, if we don't have something better, what's the use? Who will accept it? Who will to torture for what kind of reason? No. Is it making sense? Asatya. Yeah. question is if you are still attracted to the lifestyle they are having. That's the problem. If you are kanishta, very neophyte, if you are still attracted to silly things like drinking or if you have taste for that, then you should run away from that association. But in the same time, you can give association, you know. If you are free of those things, what's the problem, you know? Why would you go with them and do things they are doing? No, you will give them something else. And they should pick up on that. Param drishta, higher taste, right? Any comments? If not, I guess this is the time, right time to close now Siddhanta. Yeah, ultimately we can catch up. We can catch up someone, and we can preach to him, and he can become a devotee, friend of ours. But it's not going to be sustainable, even for them. They should really, and we should also pick up that practice and Krishna consciousness in a really profound way. But yeah, that's the art. That's the art. And I think we agree on that. No question. All right. Thank you very much, topical class, Ki Jai, practicality of Krishna consciousness, Ki Jai.